Hello everyone, yes, this is The Organist Encores with me, John Leeming, and a change of signature tune for this time. The reason is that today's show I've called The Paramount Sound, so Paramount on Parade seemed a good way to start. Anyway, more about that recording later, but in this edition I thought I'd feature examples of what I think of as the Paramount Sound, that special sound you so often hear from the combination of a Wurlitzer organ of, what, 20 or so ranks in a Paramount Theatre. Let's start in this country. Three cinemas of the Paramount chain, later to become Odeons in Britain, had Wurlitzer organs that were widely accepted as definitive examples of the result of putting fine instruments into ideal acoustics. They were the Paramount cinemas in Leeds, Manchester and Newcastle, all designed by Verity and Beverly. Now, I don't suppose they particularly considered the organs when planning the acoustics of their buildings, but thankfully, for organ fans anyway, it worked. The dimensions of the theatres, the total volume of air, the angles of the splay walls, the location and size of the divided chambers, the nature of the furnishings and the plasterwork, and probably all sorts of other things, came together to give those Wurlitzers a rich, uncoloured sound with a delightful bloom. Right, time for music now, and to my favourite British Paramount, the 20-ranked Publix number one style in Manchester. Charles Smitten was one of the many fine organists associated with that theatre, and here he is, giving the organ a bit of a workout in 1967. Charles Smitten at the Odeon Manchester with Put On A Happy Face and A Lot O' Livin' To Do, The memorable number from that classic rock dance sequence in the 1963 film Bye Bye Birdie. To Newcastle now, and here's Eric Lord, the master of the roly-poly sound those organs did so well. And he's broadcasting in 1948 with a couple of Noel Coward numbers, Zigeuner and I'll See You Again.
You've been listening to a recording made by Eric Lord at the organ of the Odeon Theatre, Newcastle upon Tyne.
And very enjoyable it was too, and so to Leeds. Len Rawl took part in a concert there shortly before the organ was removed in 1968. And here he is, making good use of the pizzicato coupler with Globetrotter.
Thank you.
Well-deserved applause for Len Rawl at Leeds. The pizzicato coupler that Len used there is a facility that allows the stop selected on one keyboard to be heard briefly at the beginning of anything played on another, so that you can give a more emphatic attack to each note or chord of the melody. Over to the USA now, where the Paramount New York was widely regarded as the finest combination of building and Wurlitzer organ anywhere. Both Damon and I have played several tracks by George Wright and Bill Floyd on this instrument over the years, but here for a change is Ray Bohr, who's popped around the corner from Radio City Music Hall. As time goes by, Ray Bohr at the Paramount New York in 1956. Gosh, time has gone by since then, hasn't it? Of course, at 36 ranks, that organ has a few advantages over most, but here's another 20 ranker, just like Manchester, that was still in the Paramount in Portland, Oregon, when Tom Hazelton played in concert in the 1970s. It starts very quietly, so do listen carefully. Tom Hazelton at the Paramount Portland Wurlitzer with I've Got You Under My Skin. Another Publix number one style 20 rank Paramount Wurlitzer that is still thankfully in place is in the Paramount Seattle. I'm not sure it works quite as well as Manchester, but see what you think. Here's Tony Fenelon with Have You Met Miss Jones? Yes, more than a nod to Buddy Cole there from Tony Fenelon at the Paramount Seattle Wurlitzer in 2010. Now to my favourite Paramount Theatre in the USA, that in Oakland, California. That too started life in 1931 with a 20-rank Wurlitzer, but its current 27-rank instruments Wurlitzer sounds just as good, possibly even better. Past masters of that organ have been Jim Rosevere and Jim Riggs, but here's a bit of upbeat Wurlitzer rhythm from Bill Thompson with the Gladys P. Muehlbacher Boogie. Yes, I know. just don't ask. ¶¶ Bill Thompson boogieing away at Oakland at the ATOS convention in 1983. Now, the Paramount name hasn't completely disappeared from British cinemas because the Paramount Pennystone lives on. Now, although not part of the original Paramount chain, it does have a Paramount organ, the Compton from the Paramount, now the Odeon, Birmingham. But Paramount Comptons are for another time. Today it's just the Wurlitzers in all their glory. In fact, the name Paramount lives on in another important way too, in a Wurlitzer-type environment, with the Paramount sample sets for Hauptwerk in the increasing number of virtual theatre pipe organs, or VTPOs, around the world. We heard an example at the beginning of this programme with Paramount on Parade, which was played by Ian McGlinchey, who is one of the partners in the Paramount VTPO project, using the Paramount 332 set, samples of 32 ranks of carefully chosen pipe work from Britain and the USA. Well, let's hear a bit more from Ian now, this time using the 50 ranks available in the Paramount 450 set and King Kong. Very much a Paramount march. Ian McGlinchey on his Paramount 450 VTBO with the King Kong March, a great theatre organ favourite. Now, I just can't finish without returning to Real Pipes and the Paramount or Odeon Manchester and the wonderfully ooey use of the Wurlitzer by Eric Lord. Here from a 1962 broadcast is Eric with Moonlight in Vermont. Tingling tibia sounds there from Eric Lord in Manchester, bringing this programme to an end. Next week, Damon will be looking at some of the newer recordings that have come his way, so that's something not to be missed. For now, from the Paramount Sound and from me, John Leeming, it's goodbye until next month. Not quite really, because our closing signature tune, as usual, is from Robert Wolfe on the former Leeds Paramount Wurlitzer, now at Thursford. Want to hear more from there? Well, be sure to put Thursford on your list of summer visits this year. Bye.